Thank you, Brother Long Wang.
谢谢龙旺弟兄。
We do live in a very troubled time, isn't it?
我们都住在一个充满各样问题的世界里面。
It was shocking to see that MH17 was shot down.
我们很难过，我们看到马航的 MH17 被击落。
So short after the incident of MH370.
就离MH370失事不是很长的时间。
And we are shocked to find out that even one Queensland family lost family members in both incidents.
我们发现在昆士兰有一个家庭，他在两次的事故中都失去了亲人。
And this time, even the Malaysian Prime Minister's grandmother also died in the accident.
甚至是连马来西亚总理他的祖母都在那架飞机上失事。
And after the plane crashed to the ground and then.Even their mobile phone and their valuables has been robbed by the soldiers on the ground.
当飞机坠毁的时候，我们发现很多的像，手机，很多一些有价值的东西都被当地的那些那反政府的武装被他们给拿去。
And it's shocking to see how sinful human being can be.
我们看见人的罪性是何等的深重。
But we know that God is still in control and all these people will one day be brought to justice.
但是我们知道有一天神会来用他的公义来审判这个世界。
We live in a troubled world.
我们生活在这个有多灾多难的世界的里面。
And there was a brother who is staying in my place at the moment. He sent his son away to Israel 2 days ago.
他有个弟兄，有个朋友前两天送他的孩子去以色列。
He's going there to study music.
他要到那边去学习音乐。
But he also very concerned because Israel also at war at the Gaza area.
他也非常担心，因为以色列现在正在加沙那边正在和巴勒斯坦在打仗。
But he trusts in the Lord and sent him away.
但是他信靠主，他还是把他的孩子送到那里去。
So every Sunday when we come to this place.
每个主日到我们聚集在这里的时候
，We know that we come into the sanctuary of God's people.
我们知道我们是聚集在神的圣所的里面。
Even though there are troubles and there are disasters outside,
虽然在外面有很多的灾难，有很多的问题
，When we are here, we feel safe.
但是我们在这里的时候，我们却感觉到我们有安全，有平安。
Especially all of us who have been saved by the Lord Jesus' precious blood.
特别是我们这些已经蒙主的宝血所买赎所洗净的人。
We know that he is a good shepherd and he will take care of us and he will feed us.
我们知道我们的主他会来牧养我们，他会一生来照顾我们。
This morning we're going to consider a very important incident recorded in the Bible.
今天我们要来看圣经里面记载的一个非常重要的一个事件。
It is so important that it actually concerns you and I.
它之所以那么重要，是因为是跟你和我是有关的。
It was recorded in the Acts chapter 10.
它记载在《使徒行传》第十章。
It's concerning two men.
它讲到有两个人。
But this what happened to these two men will actually change the history of Christianity forever.
这两个人的故事从根本上改变了整个基督教的历史。
So before we go on, let us pray.
在我们开始之前，我们有一个祷告。
Lord Jesus, we commit this time into your hands.
所以说，我们把下面的这个时间交在你的手中。
As Brother Long Wang has shared that we dare not share the words of men.
就像龙王弟兄讲的，我们在这里分享的不是人的话语。
That we want to share your word.
我们要分享你自己的话。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit work mightily in the hearts of the speaker.The translator and all of us here who are listening.
主，我们求你自己在讲的、在翻译的、在听的人中心中做工。
That we are all under the same anointing.
我们都在一个圣灵的膏抹底下。
Give us clear understanding of your word.
给我们有一个清晰的、能够领会你自己的话语。
We thank you for your word.
我们谢谢你给我们的话语。
For it is your spirit and your life.
因为这是你，因为你的话是我们的生命，是我们的粮食。
So Lord, we do look to you.
主，我们仰望你。
We pray in your most precious name.
我们奉你最宝贵的名求。
Amen. Amen. So these two men.
这两个人。
One is Peter, one is Cornelius.
一个是彼得，一个是哥尼流。
Cornelius is what you will describe as a Gentile.
哥尼流，我们把他讲，我们说他是一个外邦人。
Who is a Gentile?
什么是外邦人呢？
A Gentile is a term used by the Jewish people that whoever is not a Jew is a Gentile.
因为是犹太人，他把所有不是犹太人的称作是外邦人。
They will consider the Gentiles as unclean people.
他们把外邦人看成是不洁净的。
And therefore they will not go into their house.
所以他们不会进到他们的房子的里面。
Because if you go into their house, you probably will have to sit down and eat with them.
因为你进到他的房子里面，你有可能会坐下来和他们一起吃饭。
And whatever they eat, you can't eat.
但是如果他们吃的，你是不能吃的。
Because it will be unclean.
因为他们的食物可能是不洁净的。
And therefore, the Jewish people avoid going to the house of a Gentile.
所以犹太人一般他们都不会进到外邦人的房子里。
If someone, a Gentile person, comes and visit them,
如果一个外邦人来访问他们，
a Jewish man will greet him outside his house.
那些犹太人会在房子的外面来接待他们。
And they will not invite the Gentiles into their house as well.
他们不会邀请这些外邦人进到他们的房子里面。
But we know that in the Old Testament, in many places, that God revealed His heart desire to us.
我们知道在旧约的里面，神启示他的心，向我们来启示他的心意。
That His salvation is available to all nations.
他的救恩是向着所有的种族民族的。
His promise to Abraham is that all the people, all the families of the earth shall be blessed through Him.
他向亚伯拉罕应许说，地上所有的万国万民都要来因你蒙福。
In Isaiah 60, talk about the Gentiles will draw near to His light.
在以赛亚书六十章里面讲到，外邦人要来救他的光。
And when Jesus came here on the earth as He traveled and preached to the people,
当主耶稣来到地上的时候，他到处去旅行，他向别人来传讲福音。
He came to His own, but His own received Him not.
他来到他自己的人当中，但是他自己的人却不接待他。
And he mentioned in John chapter 10 that he has other sheep that is not of this sheepfold that he will bring in.
在约翰福音第十章讲到说，他另外有一群羊是不在这个圈中的。
And we knew that he talked about the Gentiles.
我们知道主讲到外邦人。
In Matthew chapter 8, there was a centurion that exhibited such a great faith.
在马太福音第八章讲到一个有一个很有信心的百夫长。
How great a faith he has?
他有一个多大的信心呢？
That Jesus was so amazed.
主耶稣甚至为他的信心而惊讶。
He came to Jesus saying that one of his servants, one of his soldiers was paralyzed and suffering a lot.
他来到主耶稣跟前说，他说他有一个士兵，他已经瘫痪了，受很大的痛苦。
And Jesus said to him, I will go and heal him.
主耶稣说我要去医治他。
But the centurion said, no, you don't have to go.
但是这百夫长说你不用去。
All you have to do is to say it.
你所要做的只要你说一声就行
了。Because there are people who under my command, I ask them to go here, to go there, they will do it.
因为有兵在我的手下，我叫他们到这里去，叫他们到那边去，他们都听从。
And if you are willing to heal, you can say the word,And my servant will be healed.
如果你愿意医治的话，只要你说一声，我的仆人，我的士兵就会被医治。
And therefore, Jesus was so amazed by it.
主耶稣因着他的信心，感觉到非常的惊奇。
And he said that he can't even find that same faith among the people of Israel.
因为他说，主耶稣说，在以色列人当中，甚至都找不到有这样信心的人。
Then Jesus says.
然后主耶稣说
，In the last day,
在末后的日子
，there are people who come from the east.People who come from the west.
有从东从西而来的人。
They will come and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
会来与亚伯拉罕、与以撒、与雅各同席。
And this he meant the Gentiles.
他所说的就是外邦人。
Those who have faith like this centurion.
就是那些像这个百夫长一样有信心的人。
And we know that before Jesus ascended to heaven.
我们知道当主耶稣他在升天之前
，In Matthew 28, that he commanded his disciples，
在马太福音二十八章，他向他的门徒说
，That they should go and disciple all nations，
你们要到万国去
，And that to teach them all that he has taught them and to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit.
去教训他们来遵守我的道，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
All nations.
所有的万国。
And after Jesus resurrected and before he ascended, he also appeared to them many times.
当主在升天之前，他也向门徒显现了很多次。
And he had given them a command.
他给他们命令。
That they shall be his witnesses.
他们要做他的见证人。
In Jerusalem, in Judea,in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth.
从耶路撒冷犹太地到万国做他的见证。
But even after all this that Jesus has commanded them to do, after 8 or 10 years after Pentecost,
在主耶稣吩咐他们去做之后，在五旬节之后，
even after 8 or 10 years, the disciples' minds are still very much constrained that the gospel.It's only for the Jewish people.
在八到十年当中，在在这些犹太人呢，他们只是局限在他们犹太人当中来传福音。
Every day they just try to share the gospel with the Jewish people.
他们只是在犹太人当中，他们来传讲主的福音。
So after that many years,
在那些年之后
，they have not made an effort to share the gospel with the Gentiles.
他们都没有去和外邦人去分享这个福音。
Because their Jewish mind is still very much telling them that Gentiles are unclean.
因为他们犹太人的传统的观念让他们觉得说外邦人是不洁净的。
We knew that Jesus told them before that it's not what you eat that make you unclean.
但主耶稣以前曾对他们说过，不是你们吃的让你们不洁净。
It's what come out of you.That make you unclean.
而是从你而出的让你不洁净。
In a sense, to Jesus, that all food are clean.
所以在主耶稣来说，所有的食物都是洁净的。
But the disciples' minds are very much still constrained by the Jewish thinking.
但是这些门徒的头脑还是被犹太人的观念所束缚。
There was a Bible scholar who said that in the days of Jesus.
有一个圣经的学者说，在主耶稣的时候
，Every Jewish man when they wake up in the morning，
当这些犹太人早上他们醒来的时候
，They will thank God. They will thank God.
他们要感谢神。
Firstly, that they are not a slave.
首先，他们要感谢说他们不是奴隶。
Secondly, they are not a female.
第二，他们不是女的。
And thirdly, they are not a Gentile.
第三，他们不是外邦人。
Because their mind is very much restricted by this.
因为在他们头脑中，他们被这些的观念所束缚。
So after 8 or 10 years, the Lord knew that He has to do something.
在八到十年之后，主要做一些，在他们中间要做一些事情。
He want all nations, all people to come to salvation, to come to repentance and not perish.
主耶稣要让万国人都能够听见这个福音，都能够因为这个福音而得救，而不会灭亡。
So that apart from the Jews, all the people of the earth, the Chinese, the Greek, the Romans, the Indians, they all can come to salvation.
所以除了这个犹太人之外，所有国家的人，不管是中国人印度人所有其他国家的人，我们都能够因为听信这个福音而得救。
And it starts here in chapter 10 of Acts.
所以就从第十章这里开始。
Let's turn to chapter 10 of Acts.
我们翻到《使徒行传》第十章。
We first meet Cornelius.
我们一起来看一看这个哥尼流。
Chapter 10, verse 1 to verse 2.
第十章第一节和第二节。
There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment, a devout man.And one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people, and prayed to God always.
在凯撒利亚有一个人名叫哥尼流，是意大利营的百夫长。他是个虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。
In two short verses, we saw what sort of man.This Cornelius was.
从前面两节里面，我们可以看出哥尼流他是一个什么样的人。
Cornelius is a very interesting person.
哥尼流是一个非常有趣的人。
He appeared in person in chapter 10 of Acts alone.
他只是在使徒行传第十章里面出现。
And we heard his name was mentioned in other chapters, but he himself only appeared here.
我们在其他的章节里面，我们听到他的名字，但是只有在这一章里面， 他才好像我们能看见他这个人。
And how did the Bible describe him?
圣经怎么样来描述他呢？
That he is a centurion.
他是一个百夫长。
What is a centurion?
什么是百夫长呢？
The centurion is the commander of 100 soldiers.
百夫长就是他底下有辖管100个士兵。
In the sense that he has a good reputation among the soldiers and he was chosen as a leader.
他在这些士兵的当中他有很好的声望，所以他被拣选出来来领导这些士兵。
He probably also a rich person as well.
或许他也是一个非常富有的人。
Because a centurion usually get paid about 5 times more than the normal soldiers.
因为百夫长他们一般来说都会被付五倍的工资，比这些士兵还要多。
So he's a man with wealth and with social status.
所以他是一个富有的，而且他是有身份地位的人。
More importantly, the Bible describes him as a devout man.
在圣经里更重要的是他描述他是一个虔诚人。
A man who fear God.
是一个敬畏神的人。
With all his households.
而且是他所有全家。
Not only he devout and was fearing God, he was able to lead his family to fear God as well.
他不仅仅是他自己个人敬畏神，他甚至把他自己的全家都带到神的面前来。
And he was generous to the people around him that he gave donation, he gave help to the poor people.
而且他非常的慷慨，他常常去周济那些在他周围的百姓和穷人。
And he prayed to God always.
而且他常常祷告神。
What a man!
这是一个多好的一个人。
If you can see such a man among the Christians today, we say, wow, he's a very good Christian.
当我们如果在基督徒当中我们看见有这样的人说，我们都会说他真的是一个很好的基督徒。
But the question I want to put across to you now is that, was Cornelius safe at that time?
但是我要问大家一个问题，就是哥尼流在那个时候他是不是已经得救了呢？
He feared God.
他敬畏神。
He prayed to God always.
他常常祷告神。
He gave generously to the people around him.
他常常周济穷人。
His family also feared God.
而且他的家里面的人都是非常的敬畏神。
He got good reputations.
他有好的名声。
But was he safe?
但是他是否是已经得救了呢？
Let's go on. Maybe you can answer that question afterwards.
我们继续往下，或许我们迟一点我们会找到这个答案。
So one day while he was praying,
有一天他正在祷告的时候，
it's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
大概是在下午三点钟的时候。
And it's a time that a lot of Jewish people pray as well.
在那个时候，很多犹太人也在那个时候祷告。
So you remember, Cornelius was a Gentile.
我们要记住说哥尼流他是一个外邦人。
The Gentile worship many gods.
外邦人他们拜很多的偶像。
But here the Bible mentioned that he only feared God, singular God.
但圣经告诉我们他只是敬畏那个独一的神。
So he believed in the God of the people of Israel.
所以他是相信并且敬畏这位以色列当中以色列的神。
In the sense that he only prayed to the one God that the same Israel people prayed to, but he was not circumcised.
他也是向那位以色列人所敬拜的那位独一真神来敬拜，但是唯一不同的就是他没有受割礼。
Because if he was, then he would be like a proselyte Jew, and then he's like actually considered as a Jew.
如果他受割礼的话，他就会被认为是一个是犹太教中的外邦的信徒。
But he was not. He's still a Gentile.
但是他没有，他还是一个外邦人。
So an angel came and appeared to him.
有一天有一个天使就在向他显现。
And the angel said to him that your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God.
天使向他说你的周济和你的祷告已经达到神的面前。
Instead of sharing the gospel with him, telling him to come to salvation in the Lord Jesus, the angel said to him, "Go and send for a man in Joppa."
天使没有告诉他，就给他直接就跟他传福音来告诉他怎么样来信耶稣，反而是叫他要差人去找一个人。
Because the gospel is to be preached by the witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为福音乃是要被主耶稣基督的 他的见证人所要来传扬的。
And the angel told him the name of the person he was to call is Simon Peter.
天使就告诉他说，他要去找的这个人叫西门彼得。
Who was living with another Simon, who is a tanner.
他和一个另外也是叫西门的人，他住在一起。
Now Simon the tanner, a tanner is someone who worked with leather skins.
他跟他同住的那个西门，他是一个削皮匠，他就是专门做皮革的这个工作。
So usually he lived by the sea, so that he can have air, sea breeze to dry his animal skins.
所以他一般这些行业的人，他们都要住在海边，因为他需要海风来吹干他的那些皮革的制品。
And by occupation, he had to touch many dead animals.
因为他的这个职业，他要接触很多的这些动物。
Which will be considered as unclean.
所以呢，他一般会被认为说他是不洁净的。
But Peter did not seem to hesitate or willing to stay with him.
但是彼得却没有任何的犹豫，就住在他的家里。
So in a sense that Peter a lot more liberal in his thinking about what is clean and unclean.
所以在彼得的观念当中，他对于这个洁净和不洁净。他的观念是比较开放的。
But he still thinks that the Gentiles are unclean.
但是他还是始终认为说外邦人是不洁净的。
And Cornelius also sent people to go and get Peter.
所以哥尼流他就打发人去找彼得来。
So he sent two of his house servants and another soldier who was also a devout man.
所以他就差遣了他的两个家人和一个虔诚兵去。
The question will be,In Cornelius' mind.
在哥尼流的头脑里他有一个问题。
He lived in Caesarea for many years and he knew the custom of the Jewish people.
他在卡撒利亚住了很多年，他知道以色列人的习俗。
He knew that he can go invite a Jewish man, but will a Jewish man come to him?
他可以去请一个犹太人，但是这个犹太人会不会来到他的家中是一个问题。
But God, while he was sending his people away to go and get Peter, God began to work in the hearts of Peter.
当他差遣人去找彼得的时候，神就在彼得的心中开始做工。
While Peter was staying in the house of Simon the Tanner, about 12 o'clock in the afternoon, he wanted to go and pray.
当彼得他住在削皮匠西门家中的时候，有一天午正。中午的时候，他到房顶上去祷告。
At the same time, he felt very hungry.
在那时候，他就觉得非常肚子很饿。
Peter is just like us.
彼得就像我们一样。
Remember that when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, that Jesus asked him to watch and pray with him.
当我们记得在克西马尼园的时候，主耶稣要这些门徒跟他们一起警醒祷告。
But he was so tired.
但是彼得也是非常的疲倦。
And he fell asleep.
然后他就睡着了。
Jesus said, even though their spirit is willing, but their flesh is weak.
主耶稣说，你们纵然灵里愿意，但是肉体却软弱。
So here, he was about to pray.
在那时候，他正要去祷告。
But he was very hungry.
但是呢，他也是非常的饿。
But God was able to use that human weakness and reveal a vision to him.
所以神很奇妙，他能够用人的这种感觉来向彼得来启示一个真理。
While he was praying, he fell into a trance.
当他正在祷告的时候，他魂游向外。
And then he saw a huge sheet falling coming down from heaven.
他看见天开了，有一物降下，好像一块大布。
How big do you think this sheet is?
大家能够想象出这个是多大的一块布吗？
About this big?
这么大吗？
No, huge.
不是，非常非常大。
Huge as far as your eyes can see.
甚至是能够你眼睛所看到的地方都是那块。
Because it says it contains all animals of all kinds.
因为它讲到说里面有地上各样四足的走兽。
Verse 12 we say that there were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air.
在十二节里面讲到说，里面有地上各样四足的走兽和昆虫，并天上的飞鸟。
And the voice came to him, say, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat."
又有声音向他说，彼得起来宰了吃。
But Peter said, "No, Lord."
但是彼得说，不主。
For I have never eaten anything common or unclean.
他说凡俗物和不洁净的物我从来没有吃过。
Peter is very proud of his religious conviction.
彼得他非常对于他自己的宗教，他自己所持守的，他非常的骄傲。
From his youth until now, he said he had kept the rules about clean and unclean animals.
从小到大，他说他从来就没有吃过这些俗物和不洁净的物。
So proud and so convict of his, so good at his conviction that he was able to say no to God.
因为他这样的骄傲，对他自己所持守的，所以他就对那个对主说，他说不可以。
Remember the last time Peter said no to the Lord Jesus, and what sort of a response he got?
我们记不记得上次当彼得向主说不的时候，他得到什么样的一个回应呢
？Stand thee behind me, Satan.
撒旦退到我后边去。
That's what Jesus said to him when he said, No, Lord, you're not going to Jerusalem and be killed and so forth.
这就是当他向主说，他说主啊，你不可以到耶路撒冷去被钉十字架，那是，然后主就对他这样说。
Here, 8 to 10 years after Pentecost, he see a vision and God speaking to him and he said, No, Lord.
所以在五旬节之后，八到十年以后，当主来把这个异象向他显现的时候，彼得说不，不行。
Peter has to learn the lesson that you never say no to God.
彼得应该学习一个功课，就是说他不能向主说不。
We also have to learn that lesson.
我们也应该要学习这样的一个功课。
This happened at Joppa.
这个发生在约帕。
Remember, there was another prophet many centuries ago who came to Joppa.
我们记得说在以前很久有个先知他也来到这个约帕。
God gave him a message to give to the Gentiles.
在那个时候神给这个先知有一个信息让他去向外邦人去传福音。
But he refused and he tried to go to Joppa to take a boat and go to Tarshish, to go as far away as the place that God called him to.
主要叫他去向外邦人传福音，但是他却逃到约帕。他要逃到远远的去躲避神。
We know that his name is Jonah.
我们知道他的名字是叫约拿。
And here, God has a message for Peter to take to the Gentiles.
在这里，主给彼得有个信息，让他要到外邦人当中去传福音。
But God knew that, like Jonah, he has to do something in Peter.
但是主知道说他需要在彼得的身上做工，就像在约拿的身上做工一样。
God has used a big fish to bring Jonah to where he had to go.
主要让借着一条大鱼把约拿带回到他应该要去的地方。
And here, through a vision that he wanted to show Peter that he needs to go to see Cornelius.
所以在这里也是一样，主借着一个异象向彼得来显现，让他要去去到哥利流那里。
So when Peter say no to God,
当彼得对主说不的时候
，there's the voice answer him saying that what God has cleansed, you must not call common.
当彼得说不的时候，有一个声音对他说：“神所洁净的，你不可当作俗物。”
And it happened about 3 times.
这样一连三次。
God think that this is so important, he needs to repeat it. 3 times to Peter.
因为主觉得说这个是非常重要的一件事情，所以他三次借着这个异象来向彼得来说。
I don't think it's a coincidence that 3 men came knocking afterwards.
很凑巧的是正好这时候有三个人也在这里来敲他的门。
I don't think it's coincidence.
不是一个凑巧。
That 3 men coming to see him and God revealed the vision to him 3 times.
所以在他来敲他这个门的时候有主就向他显现这三次的异象。
And while Peter was still thinking within himself what this vision means,
当彼得还在那边思想这个异象是什么意思的时候
he heard the voice of the knocking of the doors of 3 men coming to see him.
所以他听到有人来在敲他的门来找他。
And then the Holy Spirit spoke to him.
然后圣灵就向他说
And so the Holy Spirit asked him that, tell him that 3 men are seeking him, and therefore he must come out, go down to see them, and go with them, for the Holy Spirit has sent them.
圣灵就向他说，有三个人来找你，起来，下去，和他们同往，不要疑惑，因为是我差他们来的。
Now remember, God sent an angel to Cornelius.
我们要记得说是神差着一个神派天使来向哥尼流说话。
But God sent the Holy Spirit to go and speak to Peter.
然后神差遣圣灵向彼得来说话。
Because Peter has the Holy Spirit living in him.
因为彼得他里面有圣灵与他内住。
And he's a man who is close to God and he pray always.
而且他常常来到神的面前祷告。
So during prayer, the Holy Spirit spoke to him.
所以当他祷告的时候，圣灵就向他说话。
I'll answer the first question I asked you just now, was Cornelius safe?
我们要来回答第一个问题，说哥尼流他是否他是一个得救的人。
No, I didn't think he's safe.
我不认为哥尼流他是一个得救的人。
Yes, he's a devout man.
是的，他是一个非常敬虔的人。
Yes, he feared God.
是的，他也敬畏神。
Yes, his household also feared God.
是的，他的一家也非常的敬畏神。
Yes, he gave generously to the poor.
是的，他也是非常的慷慨去周济周围的人。
Yes, he prayed always.
也是同样的，他也他也常常来祷告。
But he is not safe.
但是他还没有得救。
No one can save unless they put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
一个人他不可能得救，如果他没有把他的信心建立在主耶稣的身上。
You can have all the best religious outward things, but if your faith is not in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are not saved.
你可以有外面很多敬虔的行为，但是如果你没有相信接受主耶稣的话，你还没有得救。
And therefore, the Holy Spirit cannot speak to him.
所以圣灵还不能够向他来说话。
And the angel was sent to him.
所以天使被差派来向他说话。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
if you ever put your trust and your faith in the outward religious things that you are doing,
如果我们只是把我们的信心和信靠是建立在我们外面的行为上,
thinking that by those things you can please God,
如果我们认为这些行为可以来取悦神的话,
you must wake up from that fact,
你需要在这当中要警醒起来,
that your faith and all your service must be based on the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们所有的信心都是都根基都必须是在主耶稣基督
上。Because without him,
因为如果没有他
，we are nothing，
我们什么都不是。
And all that we do are meaningless，
我们所做的一切也是毫无价值。
And therefore, God has to ask Peter to go to Cornelius' house to share the Lord Jesus Christ with him, with his friends, and with his relatives.
所以主为什么要差遣彼得到哥尼流的家里，不仅向他的家人也来传扬主耶稣基督。
And I believe that when Peter spoke to the three men,
当彼得跟这三个人来说话的时候
,and when they told him who Cornelius was and why he need him to go to them,
他们告诉他为什么他们来他们也邀请彼得过去。
Peter did something very unusual for a Jewish man.
彼得做了一件对于犹太人来说是很不寻常的一件事情。
He invited them in and let them stay in the house that he was staying in.
因为彼得就把他们请到屋子里面，而且让他们住了一个晚上。
I believe he made the connection.
我想他已经找到了那个联系。
The vision that appeared to him three times.
那个已经向他显现了三次的意象。
About clean and unclean animals.
关于这些洁净和不洁净的一些动物。
And God said to him, what God has cleansed, he cannot call unclean.
因为神说，神所洁净的不可以当作俗物。
Suddenly it clicked in his mind.
所以在他的脑子里，他一下子他就明白过了。
And it clicked in his spirit.
然后在他的灵里面，他也明白过了。
That these people that came to seek him, though they are Gentiles,
那些来寻找他的人，虽然他们是外邦人。
That The Lord Jesus' salvation is available to them.
但是主的福音对他们来说也是可以，他们也是可能够来接受的。
So the next day they rise up and want to go to Caesarea.
接下来他们彼得就和他们一起去到该撒利亚。
Caesarea is about 50 kilometers away or 30 miles away.
凯撒利亚距离那边距离约帕大概有50公里的路程。
So the next day they rise up and go, and Peter want to make sure that there are witnesses. He brought along with him six brothers, Jewish brothers.
当彼得走的时候，他带了六个弟兄跟他一起去作为一个见证。
The next day, the next day they went into Caesarea.
又次日他们进入该撒利亚。
And he found out that Cornelius already invited his friend and his relatives, and to wait for Peter.
哥尼流已经请了他的亲属和密友在那里等候他们。
When Cornelius first met Peter, he kneeled down and he fell down his feet and worshipped him.
当哥尼流来迎接他的时候，他俯伏在彼得的脚前来拜他。
Remember, Cornelius was a centurion.
我们要记得说哥尼流他是一个百夫长。
A man with high social status and authority.
他有很高的权力和地位。
When he saw Peter, a fisherman, he kneeled down his feet and worshipped him.
他来到这个彼得这位渔夫的面前，他在那里来拜他。
And of course, Peter stopped him and said, stand up, I'm also a man.
所以彼得赶紧就拦住他说你起来，我也是人。
Because we can see how Cornelius was earnestly seeking to hear God, that whoever God sent, he think that it could be either an angel or something special.
因为哥尼流的心想听福音是何等的迫切，所以他一看到彼得来的时候，他就觉得说是神差遣他来，所以他要来敬拜他。
It's amazing that how the Jehovah Witnesses are worshiping a God and saying that Jesus is only an angel and he should not be worshipped.
所以在耶和华见证人里面，他们有一个错误的教导，就是说他们觉得耶稣他只是神的一个天使，我们不应该来敬拜。
But here we can see that Peter will not receive worship, and we saw in the Bible the angel do not receive worship.
我们从圣经里面看到说，我们不能够敬拜天使，我们也不能敬拜人。
But Jesus, when he was worshipped, he accepted the worship.
但是当主耶稣有人向他敬拜的时候，他就接受那个敬拜。
Because he is not a man, he is not an angel, but he is the Son of God.
因为他不是一个人，他也不是天使，他乃是神的儿子，他是神。
He is fully man, yes, but he also fully God.
他不仅是完全的人，他也是完全的神。
And he received worship.
他接受人对他的敬拜。
But we, as human beings, we should not receive any worship.
但是作为我们普通的人来说，我们不能够接受任何的敬拜。
So when Peter corrected Cornelius, he straight away he went to the point.
当他来到当彼得阻止他的时候，他们马上就进入正题。
He said in verse 28,
在28节里面他说,
He knew, you know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with or go to one of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore I came without objection as soon as I was sent for. I asked then, for what reason have you sent for me?
在二十八节说，就对他们说，你们知道犹太人和别国的人亲近往来本是不合理的，但神已经指示我，无论什么人都不可看作俗而不洁净的，所以我被请的时候就不推辞而来。现在请问你们叫我来有什么意思呢？
Here a Jewish man, a proud Jewish man, proud of his custom, proud of his tradition, has gone into the house of a Gentile.
在这里有一个非常骄傲，对着他们自己的习俗，对着他们自己的风俗有很大的骄傲的人，他竟然愿意来到一个外邦人的家里。
And Cornelius told him all that had happened about how the angel visited him and how the angel asked him to go and call for Peter and that Peter has a word to tell him what God commanded.
所以哥尼流就告诉他所发生的事情，他在祷告的时候，他有天使来告诉他，叫他去请彼得来，然后彼得他有从神而来的话。
You can see the heart of Cornelius.
所以我们可以看见哥尼流的心。
He's a godly man, but he knew that he was not saved.
他是一个很敬虔的人，但是呢，他还没有得救。
Because he has no security.
因为他没有那个安全感。
He can do all he can to be good.To do good, but he needs salvation.
他可以做很多外面很好的事情，但是他还需要得救。
So he told Peter, I call all my friends and my family. We are waiting here.
所以他把很多他的朋友和家人都叫在一起，在那里等候。
We all present ourselves before God.
所以我们都在那里来等候神。
To hear all the things commanded you by God to tell us.
所以我们要在这里来准备好了，来等待神要借着彼得向他们所说一切的话。
From verse 34 to verse 43, that's when Peter preached to them.
从三十四节一直到四十三节，就是讲到彼得向他们来传讲这个福音。
And Peter preached to them the Jesus that he witnessed and served.
在这里，彼得就向他们传讲啊耶稣的福音。
And he shared the gospel very clearly.
他非常清楚的把这个福音来向他们来传讲。
Perhaps that Luke, when he wrote the book of Acts, he summarized it.
路加来写的时候，他把这些的讲论，把它简缩在这一段话里。
But the content is exactly the same as how Peter would preach to a Jewish man.
这里面的内容就是彼得向所有以前他向犹太人所传讲的是一样的。
That his focus was on Jesus the from Nazareth.
他所传讲的乃是拿撒勒人耶稣基督。
That he traveled in all places, he healed the sick, and he cast out demons.
他周流四方，他行善事，医好凡被魔鬼压制的人。
And they are his witnesses.
而且他们是主的见证人。
But then he was killed, he was hanged on the tree.
最后主耶稣他被钉死挂在十字架上。
And after 3 days, he resurrected.
但是三天以后，耶稣他复活。
He appeared to many people.
他向很多的人来显现。
And appeared to the disciples.
他向门徒们显现。
And even ate and drink with them.
甚至和他们一同吃一同喝。
And verse 42 he said.
在四十二节里面他说。
And he, or Jesus, commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God to be the judge.Of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets witnessed that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins.
十四二节，他吩咐我们传道给众人，证明他是神所立定的，要做审判活人死人的主。众先知也为他做见证，说凡信他的人必因他的名得蒙赦罪。
Here Peter came to the point.
在这里彼得他来到这个点上。
This Jesus who lived, who was crucified and resurrected.
主耶稣他活了 他在地上活过，然后他被钉死，但是他又复活。
That he shall be the judge of the living and the dead.
他要做审判活人和死人的主。
That whoever believes in his name,
凡信靠他的人
whoever believes in him,
凡相信他的人
will receiveThe remission of their sins.
必因他的名得蒙赦罪。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
this is the same gospel that the Jewish people got saved.
这也是犹太人他们所听见的福音，他们得救的福音。
This same gospel is what we have been saved by.
这也是我们所听见我们得救的福音。
And while Peter was speaking, still speaking,
彼得还在那边继续说
the Holy Spirit.Fell upon all those who heard the word.
圣灵就降在一切听到的人身上。
And those of the circumcision, those of the Jewish people who believe was astonished.
那些犹太人的信徒，受过割礼的那些信徒，他们就因此而非常的惊讶。
Because they saw the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles.
因为他们看见圣灵的恩赐也浇灌在外邦人的身上。
8 to 10 years ago.
在八到十年之前
At the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节的时候
When the Holy Spirit poured down His Spirit upon all those who believe,
当圣灵降临在所有那些等候他的人身上的时候
And these disciples saw it,
这些门徒们他们看见
Now they see it happening to the Gentiles as well,
他们看见同样的事情也发生在外邦人的身上
For they manifest the gift of the Holy Spirit,
在他们让他们看见圣灵的彰显。
They speak with tongues and magnify God.
他们在那里说方言，他们在称赞神为大。
And straight away Peter commanded them to be baptized.
所以，然后彼得就为他们施洗。
Because he saw that the Holy Spirit has come upon them just like he has come upon them many years ago.
他看见圣灵降临在他们身上，就像在多年前圣灵降临在他自己身上一样。
And after that, they ask him to stay on for a few more days.
然后他们就请彼得他们又多住了几天。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，What we have just talked about and described to you are a very important moment in the history of our belief.
刚才我们所讲的这一段圣经是在基督徒的历史，基督教历史上是一个非常重要的一个事件。
Because it's the first time that Gentiles being brought into the kingdom.
因为是第一次外邦人他们被带进神的国度。
It opened the door for you and I.Also a Gentile to enter the kingdom of God.
因为在那里被开了一个门，让我们这些外邦人，你和我一样的，我们能够进入到神的国里。
And that what God has promised, what Jesus has promised, became a reality.
所有神的应许，主耶稣的应许，都能够因此而成为现实。
That all the families of the earth shall be blessed through Abraham's seed.
万国的人都要因为亚伯拉罕的子孙。
That everyone who put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in His name, their sins shall be forgiven, and they shall be safe.
所有那些因为信靠主耶稣、接受他作为救主的，他们的罪都要被赦免，他们都要因信而得救。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, what happened here is very important.
所以在这里所发生的事情是非常重要的。
And after that, Peter suffered a bit of a problem.
在那之后，彼得他受了一些的难处。
Because those of the circumcision, the Jewish, staunch Jewish believers are questioning him.
因为这些犹太人的信徒受过割礼的，在那里来质询他。
Because remember that when the gospel was preached, there are some priests, some Pharisees also came and believed in the Lord.
因为在当初他们传福音的时候，我们看见有祭司，有法利赛人，他们也相信了福音。
And many of these priests and Pharisees, they are very, very strong on the Jewish customs.
这些祭司长，这些文士、法利赛人，他们对着犹太人的习俗，他们抓得非常的严。
But Peter was able to witness to them what had actually happened.
但是彼得在那里向他们做见证，说到底在那个时候发生了一个什么样的事情。
That God has spoken to him, God has spoken to Cornelius.And God has poured out His Spirit upon those Gentiles.
因为神向他说话，神也向哥尼流说话，他们也看见圣灵在那一天浇灌在那些外邦人的身上。
And when they heard this thing, they glorified God and did not and stopped talking.
当他们听见这些事情的时候，他们就把荣耀归于神，他们就停止了争论。
That's the end of the story.
这就是这个故事。
But the question must be asked.
但是有一个问题我们要问。
What is the implication of this story, of this incident in our lives today, living in Australia?
那这个故事对于我们现在生活在这里、生活在澳洲的人有一个什么样的意义呢？
99% of the people here are Chinese.
99% 的人坐在这里的都是中国人。
I came from Malaysia, Brother Xu Yong came from China, most of you came from China.
我们的弟兄是从马来西亚来的那在座包括我都是绝大部分都是从中国来的。
We came here because we love this place.
我们来到这里因为我们很喜欢这个地方。
We like the weather, we like the food, we like the way the government looking after us.
我们喜欢这个天气，我们喜欢食物，我们喜欢澳洲这个政府。
So we stay here.
所以我们留在这里。
We became Christians.
我们成了基督徒。
Or we have been Christian before we come.
或者是我们在来之前我们就已经是基督徒。
So we decided we're going to gather together with other Christians.
所以我们愿意和其他的基督徒在一起，我们来聚集。
And we find that it's very comfortable to meet with other Christians who speak our own language.
我们觉得和那些和我们说同样语言的基督徒聚集在一起，我们觉得非常的比较舒适。
It's easy for us to talk to them. It's easy for us to understand them.
因为我们跟他跟这些基督徒来往的时候，因为我们都是说同样的语言，我们沟通没有问题。
But do you ever think about this?
但是你有没有思想过这个问题
？That God can use us to reach out to other people of different tongue and different language and different culture.
神能够用我们来向不同语言、不同文化的人，我们来向他们来传讲福音。
Our neighbors, our colleagues at work.Our friends.
我们的邻居，我们的同事，我们的朋，我们在工作中的同朋友。
Are they our Cornelius?
那他们是不是我们的哥尼流呢
？Do we feel that they are too hard, too difficult to reach out to?
还是我们觉得说跟他们交往是非常的困难的呢
？Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，We need God to work in us to change our mind.
我们需要神在我们身上来做工，来改变我们的观念。
Just like he changed the mind of Peter.
就像他改变了彼得的观念一样。
And that opened the door for all Gentiles that you and I to come in.
所以就是因为那样，所有的外邦人他们能够进到这个福音的门里。
We need to pray.
我们需要祷告。
That God not only changed our mind.
神不仅要改变我们的观念。
But he also may also,Get ready the hearts of those you are going to speak to.
他要在我们里面做工，让我们能够准备来向这些人来传福音。
Do not think that it's too difficult.
我们不要觉得说这是很困难的事情。
Because nothing is impossible with God.
因为在神没有难成的事。
When Peter went to Cornelius,
当彼得到哥尼流家去的时候
，their hearts is already ready.
他们的心已经。哥尼流他们的心已经被预备好。
All Peter needs to do is open his mouth and share a message.
彼得所要做的，他只是开口来讲述这个福音。
A simple message proclaiming the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ.
一个很简单的福音，只是在那里来宣讲耶稣基督。
And they believe.
然后他们就得救了。
Even before he finished speaking, they believe and the Holy Spirit come upon them.
甚至他还没有讲完，圣灵就已经浇灌下来，浇灌在这些外邦人信徒的身上。
Brothers and sisters, if God wants to use to reach out to the people who are non-Chinese, he will prepare their heart if you are willing to prepare yours.
我们也知道，当神真的要愿意来用我们的时候，我们知道说神也会不仅是预备这些别的那些讲语言的人，也会预备我们的心来为着神的见证。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
But our Cornelius are not just people of different tongue and different nation.
我们的哥尼流不仅仅是跟我们有不同的文化、不同语言的。
There's a difference in culture between Peter and Cornelius.
在彼得和哥尼流他们中间的文化去差别也不一样。
But sometimes our Cornelius are actually very close to us.
也许我们的哥尼流是跟我们很接近的人。
Maybe your Cornelius could be your husband or your wife.
也许你的哥尼流就是你的丈夫或者你的妻子。
You find that it's very difficult to talk to them.
你会发现你有时候很难去跟他们说话。
They think differently.
他们因为思想的都不一样。
And after living for a while together,It seems that you are getting more and more distance with them.
当夫妻生活一段时间以后，会发现他们好像距离会越来越远。
Pray,
要祷告。
Pray that God will change them and God will change you.
我们要祷告，让神不仅来改变他，也要让神来改变我们。
Maybe your Cornelius are your children.
也许你的哥尼流是你的孩子。
You born in China, you came here.
也许你是在中国出生，但是你来到这里。
But your children are born here and growing up here.
但是你的孩子是在这里出生，在这里长大的。
And their culture is very different to your culture.
他们的文化和你的文化是截然不同的。
And they always felt that you don't understand them.
他们常常会发现说你不理解他们。
All you want them to do,
你要他们所做的事情、就是、
is to obey you.
就是要来顺服你
，and study hard，
然后要努力学习
，get good results，
要有一个好的分数。
But what they want is more than that。
但是他们所需要的是远比这些更多的。
Maybe they are your Cornelius。
也许他们就是你的哥尼流。
Maybe you are their Cornelius。
也许你是他们的哥尼流。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，we need to pray。
我们需要祷告。
At this hour, we saw many young people around us。
在我们中间，我们看见有很多的年轻人。
Especially those teenagers who are growing up here.
我们看见很多，我们中间有很多的这些teenage.
They are really crying out for help.
他们都在那边在那边要需要帮助。
I'm speaking from my own experience.
我从我自己的经历来说出这样的感觉。
My son, my children always felt that I do not understand them.
我的孩子常常觉得说常常觉得说我不能够理解他们
，and I don't understand them，
而且我也不理解他们，互相都不理解。
And therefore, I need to pray to God.
所以我们需要向神来祷告。
That God will change my heart, and that God will change their hearts.
我们求主来不仅改变我们的心，也改变他们的心。
I read about research recently.
最近我读到一篇的一个研究。
It's talking about young teenagers after the age of 15.
他们讲到说在这些 teenage 在他们15岁以后
they began to leave church.
他们开始就离开教会了。
This is not just Chinese churches.
这不仅仅是中国人的教会。
But all churches.
是所有的教会。
Because they felt that the church is overprotective.
他们觉得说教会太具有这种保护性。
And they also felt that their experience in the church are very shallow.
他们觉得说他们在教会里面的经历是非常肤浅。
They came to church.
他们来到教会当中。
But they felt it's boring.
他们觉得说非常的无聊。
They do not feel the presence of God in the church.
他们在聚会中没有感觉到神的同在。
Whenever they struggle with their belief.
他们也在那边在信仰上他们非常的挣扎。
All they heard is rebuke and corrections.
他们所听到的都是责备，都是在那边来讲他们。
And soon they left.
然后他们就离开了。
Because they cannot relate to what we are doing.
因为他不能和我们现在所做的事情，他们觉得有任何的相关性。
Some churches would just ignore them.
有些教会就根本对他们非常的忽视。
But some churches will try to make the church to suit the young people.
也有一些教会他们想把教会改变成迎合这些年轻人的口味。
Both are wrong.
两个都是错误的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we came to a critical time in the life of our church.
我们来到我们教会一个非常关键的这个点上。
That we need to start to think how we can help these young people to continue to worship and serve together with us.
我们要来祷告，我们要来看怎么样来帮助这些年轻人，让他们在他们人生的这个时刻，让他们能够和我们能够更多的有关系。
Those of us who are older, who are more experienced in God,
我们这些年长在主里面有经历的人
，We need to show love and concern for them.
我们需要对他们有爱，我们需要去关心他们。
Show them that God is real and He can be experienced in this place.
我们要告诉他们说神是真实的是能够被你所经历的。
That we can learn together and worship together with them and serve together with them.
我们可以和他们一起学习一起敬拜我们一起来服侍他们。
We have many children in this church.
在我们聚会当中有很多的孩子。
If we do not try to look at them and help them today, they are more and more becoming up.
如果我们不照顾他们不来牧养他们的话那会有很多人都会流失。
They are our Cornelius.
他们是我们的哥尼流。
Please pray for them.
请为他们祷告。
Please pray for yourself.
也请为你自己祷告。
How you may reach out to them.
你怎样能够来关心他们的需要。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
That's my message to you this morning.
这是今天早上我要跟大家讲的信息。
And that you may go back and think, who is my Cornelius?
你回去要思想到底谁是我的哥尼流。
God, what should I change?
主，我应该要有一个什么样的改变
？To reach out to them,
能够去来接近他们。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Thank you for speaking to Cornelius. Thank you for speaking to Peter.
我们感谢您，因为你向哥尼流说话，你也向彼得说话。
Lord, likewise, you can speak to us.
也一样的主，你也能够向我们说话。
And speak to our Cornelius.
也向我们的哥尼流来说话。
Lord, that we may meet, that we may be able to help and encourage one another.
所以我们才能够互相彼此的激励和帮助。
And to stir one another up.
然后让我们能够彼此的互相的鼓励。
Do us love and good deeds.
然后我们一起能够一起来做为你来做工。
As we see your day approaching.
因为我们看见你来的日子是何等的近。
Lord, there are troubles in the world.
我们看见世上有很多的灾难。
But there are peace and safety in your sanctuary.
但是在你的圣所里却有满有平安。
Lord, make that a reality in our life.
让这个成为我们生命中的真实。
We pray in your most precious name.
我们奉你最宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.